Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app.
I had this epiphany last night.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't think I ever want to get remarried again. Ever.
Really?
Ever.
Why is that?
Because it was sad. My girlfriend's like, oh, you guys, I got my Christmas present. And we're like, wait, what? And she's like, yeah, I bought myself. They had a deal at, you know how they have, well, you don't know, but they have these gift sets for perfumes at like Macy's, right? During the holidays.
Yeah.
Like these gift sets or whatever.
Gotcha.
And she was like, oh, and it came with all this stuff. So I bought it for myself and I gave it to my husband and he's going to wrap it and put it under the tree.
Yeah.
I was like, that is so... They've been married for, I don't know, 15 years, I think. They have three kids. I was like, whoa.
That's so sad.
Well,
so
when you're married, though, and after a few years, I mean,
don't know.
You realize that you've got pretty much, and you buy most things that you want.
I understand.
So for Christmas, it's really hard to surprise somebody.
I understand that you get what you want, you have what you want, and all
yeah.
that, but it's still Christmas, and you still want someone to have heard things that you've said and never bought for yourself. You want them to be aware of you, and you've listened along the year, and then you bought them, even if they're little trinkets
yeah,
or whatever,
right.
But you've listened.
But for us, anyway, it's like 50-50. You've got like 50% of the things that are under the tree that she knows are there. She knows exactly what they are, okay? There's another 50%, three or four, five gifts or whatever, that she really doesn't know. So there is that little bit of element, but not every gift.
Well, I mean, in this situation, it's not like that at all. It's just she bought it and he's going to wrap it.
Yeah.
But I saw this
whole... that's probably not all she's getting, is it?
No, that's it. Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
Totally.
Oh,
yep.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow, that's a little different.
So I watched this whole thing. I don't know why it was on, but anyway, about Oprah talking about how you really, really need to hear somebody. And if even the smallest gift, if it's like $10 or whatever, the fact that you heard about it, you know, 7 months ago and he or she mentioned it.
Yeah.
And you remembered it and bought it, that's a better gift than anything
else.
Well,
we're ahead of your friend then, because we go further than just one gift under the tree. Normally we're, you know, five.
You guys do that. Well, at least you've told me in the past. You guys put it all on Amazon.
We do.
And
we
then,
do. We do. Well, about half the gifts are on Amazon. About half the gifts are something maybe you've heard or something that, you know, that you've thought of over the year.
Oh, okay. I didn't know
out
that.
Out of seven gifts, you know. But about three or four will be off the Amazon list. In fact, she asked me over the weekend, hey, some of this stuff you're putting on Amazon, is that a Christmas wish list?
And then what Carson does is he buys his wife stuff for him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I think is a great move, okay? Yeah, I got to do that. Just most men can't get by with it. But you've got your wife right where you want.
Yeah, right?
Right where you want. She accepts those hockey tickets.
He buys tickets to different hockey games across the country and says it's for her. It's brilliant.
Well, it's our bucket list. You know, we want to go to every NHL arena.
Whose?
Both of ours.
Whose?
Ours.
Yeah. Whose?
Yours. Yours. I will tell you, I'm not ready for the pressure of Christmas, though.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stress. Just getting it organized because, you know, you got your kids and stuff, and it's just, it's a lot.
Well, especially when they get older, when your kids get older, it, you know, like 12 up, it's so hard to get stuff for them because it's kind of that same thing. They just tell you what they want.
You have that period, Jamie, that you're talking about. But then when they get to 21, 22 years old, then it's easier because it's cash at that point,
just
right?
Money.
It's all money at that point. But man, there is that age after like 12 or 13 that it's really difficult because, you know, they've got the newest phone. They've got the newest this, for the most part.
It was just sad, because I was just like, God, I mean, and maybe it's mean, but I just don't have that desire to get married again. It just seems, ugh.
But it's better than being alone and getting nothing.
Well, it's not, though. That's not true. I would rather be alone and happy than being married and miserable.
I want something.
You know,
no, I'm
mean?
Talking about a Christmas gift, just getting a Christmas gift.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, you buy your own, right? Because you're doing it anyway. Right? She did.
Well, but do you think, well, I don't know about her situation, but I think a lot of people, at least for me anyway, that sometimes you go to a Christmas through a season where you have agreed that we're going to do this and that's going to be our Christmas gift. I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, I think like a trip, something like that, super fun. Yeah, for
or
sure.
Or buying something for the house, for example.
Yeah.
You know, we've done that before where we said, hey, we're going to spend this money on this and not get anything for each other.
Here's the thing I would say. When a woman says she doesn't want anything, that's a lie.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that right
Total
now.
Total lie.
Total lie.
I think when a guy says it, it's a lie.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Because I really feel like men mean
it. I say it all the time.
You don't mean it?
Like a little something.
Oh, really?
A little something under the tree.
I feel like you always mean it.
I do as far as something big. When I say I don't want anything, that means like don't go out and get me a new computer. Don't go out and spend this kind of money. But if you open a pack of socks one morning, it's not so bad.
Here's some of the
texts. At least I thought of you is what I'm thinking. You know?
Somebody said, duh, Jamie, you don't get married because of gifts. I wasn't saying it that. I was just saying it sounds so boring to me. Like she just bought her own and said, here, wrap it. I'm not saying she did it. She got married for gifts. I'm just saying it's, you know, you get married so somebody thinks of you and is with you and is like your teammate.
There's
right?
no magic in that.
Exactly.
Like, especially with the holiday season. You want it to be a little bit magical, you know, a little surprise here
right.
and there.
And be like, oh my God, you remembered that I said that, you know, whatever. Somebody says, I now say, here's something I want for Christmas to my husband every time. For example, I said, I want an ice maker, one of those ice makers, you know? And he said, why? Our fridge makes ice.
I think after you've been together for about, I don't know, maybe after five years or so, you start pretty much just saying, hey, you know what I'd like for the holiday?
Yeah.
And then you pretty much lay it out there for him. I think the magical part, Carson, that you say, there's no magic in marriage.
Wow. Oh my God.
There's no magic there. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.